Hey, kids. I am wrapping up here. I've got soccer to go coach. Season's almost at an end, and yes, another miserable rainy day, soccer day in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beppe Crespan, and you've been listening to the Beppe Crespan Presents radio program. Podcasts and playlists are all available on the CITR.ca website. And of course, my computer is going into shutdown mode. Off the top of my head, I know we've got new cluster coming up momentarily, new Cloudland Canyon from their An Arabesque release. In the background, this is Orfax and a track called Time Waves. Joshua Bonetta, as well as Kink Gong. And we'll be hearing some excerpts from his Chang Fo Ji Buddha Loops field recordings of sorts before 10 o'clock. Yes, Buddha Loops from China and Tibet. We'll be hearing from Kink Gong. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making CITR part of your day. And we will see you next Sunday bright and early at 7 o'clock on UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9.
This is Andy.
And this is Jake
from Weirdest Band in the World. And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio,
CITR
FM.
From the top?
Sure.
No, but you didn't record the last one.
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, okay. We'll take it from the top. Hi, I'm Pat Burns. Join me for two special shows on CITR. On Wednesday, March 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'll be taking your calls on any topic under the sun. And 1 week later, on March 28th, I'll be live on location in the Student Union Building Concourse. So tune in, call in, let's talk. Hotline. On 101.9 FM CITR.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Sakuya, Tilitin, for Musqueam, Mustayo.
Thank you. And you are now listening to CITR, Vancouver's home of rock and roll. keep on rocking in this free world.
Mother and father bought this ranch back in 1977. There was nothing out here but horse corrals. And my dad rebuilt a lot of it. And then 2 years later, he passed away up here, had a heart attack. And it was just my mom living up here for a long time. I was gone on the state working. I mean, the place was really nice at that time. She had all her water out here, her well running. She had her lakes full of water. She had her dogs, her animals, you know? Yeah, she really loved this place. It was nice then. But there wasn't that many houses out there at that time. It was just only, there was like maybe 110 people living out here at that time. Now everybody moved from Mecca back out here, so it kind of got crazy. But, that's what happens, I guess. And then we got this arson guy coming up here lighting fires and burning down everybody's houses and stuff, and the fire department don't do nothing. Or the fire department said they know who it is. They don't do anything to him. They can't catch him.
That motherfucker's been burning every bush around here. So they haven't done shit about them either.
I mean, it was the fire. Somebody lit the fire because it started off in the master bedroom, and there was nothing in the master bedroom but my mom's stuff in there. And it was all locked up. Nobody ever went in there.
So all my mom's stuff, all her personal belongings, all her pictures, all her knickknacks, everything that ever was, you know, something for us, burned up. Lost everything. Fire department didn't do nothing about it, so I'll never call them again. The fire burned out, then they came in here. I mean, it burned all that, caught all that on fire. There were 17 trucks parked there at the gate. They didn't do nothing. I mean, I walked over those power lines. I drove over the power. They're dead. They didn't do anything.
We were doing more than what they were doing.
You know, when a mobile home catches a fire, it's almost impossible to put out, but I mean, they could have saved the rest of the property. And her mother was inside the house, and she said that she heard the dogs barking at somebody. And then all of a sudden, she didn't hear the dogs anymore, and then she saw a fire started. So it was some random, stupid little fool that came up here and lit the light, lit it up. Never had any problems out here, ever, you know? Until all these junkies start moving out, you know? All these drug addicts. Yeah. I mean, nobody ever bothered anybody out here. Never had problems with the county, never had nothing. And then after I went on the news and told the fire department didn't do shit and all that stuff to my house, they had a big scandal over that. I don't know if you saw that on the news, but I was on the news for a long time. People don't know. People just watch whatever they see. You know that. They don't care. They believe anything. If her mother would have been in the house, she would have burned up too. She's lucky she got out of there. Because I went inside. I went because I had some birds in there. I went inside there. They had to drag me out of there. The whole house was on fire. I was inside. Took out my three birds that I had. And my boxer was in the bedroom, and he was locked in the bedroom. He couldn't get out. I couldn't get to him. So he burned up in there. My best dog in the world. Had that dog for years. It was like you're losing your son or something, you know. And they don't give a shit. A cockatoo too, but she burned up in the fire, couldn't get her out. A lot of shit happened that day.
had some guns in there in the drawer, and they burned up too, so they called the sheriff on me. Thought I was doing something illegal or something. The sheriffs came out here and gave me a big hassle over a couple guns that I had. I mean, you're out in the country, you're gonna have a gun, right? I don't kill anything, I don't kill animals. Humans, different story. But animals, I can't do that. I love animals. My mom used to have an animal rescue place out here a long time ago. She had like 47 dogs out here one time. She never fenced them in or anything. They never left anywhere. They always stayed here with her. She'd be walking out there in the yard and they'd all be around her like that. She'd be in the middle. Yeah, they loved her. Why I need to rebuild a home again. Get things back together. She's buried right there. Her ashes are up there on the hill. That's what she wanted. It's just a big mess. But it'll get straightened out like always, you know. Put my legs back on. Fix my well.
I'm gonna fix it better this time. Put a block wall around security gates. Getting some good dogs. Some crazy ones. Feel sorry for little crumbs over the wall.
I was really having a bad day, and this friend called. She could tell by the sound of my voice that something was up.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's wrong? Hey, what's wrong?
I was feeling overwhelmed with the house. She came over and washed my floor. Family of her own. She just up and left, came over and washed my kitchen floor.
Sometimes in life, the little things are the big things. Isn't it about time you started being a little more caring? A message from the good people at CITR 101.9.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's wrong? What's wrong? Hey, what's wrong?
Vajra Dharma Hari. Om 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 Vajra Dharma Hari.
Om Ahom Banda Guru.
Om Mana Banda Hom. 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 Om Mana Banda Hom.
Ri pa te, 苦哈苦哈忒，他拉尼忒，尼格拉忒，维马瑞忒。
This is Andy, and this is Jake from Weirdest Band in the World, and you're listening to University of British Columbia Radio, CITR FM.